Getting real with reality wellness again here on eRadio, and we're joined by Nicolette Fisser, who is the Chief Wellness Coordinator as well as Organizational Psychologist with Reality Wellness. She joins us here on eRadio, and today's topic, pursuing happiness. First of all, Nikki, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So happiness, Nikki, what does the pursuit of happiness mean?
So I think that's the ever-present question that people ask, you know, and I think that's why I really wanted to talk about happiness, because the more that you talk to people, the more you start to realize that people are trying to pursue happiness. And often when you start to unpack that a little bit more, people don't really have the answers to what does that actually mean for them. And I think for many people, the pursuit of happiness usually means creating a life that brings you joy, contentment, and in some cases it might even relate to finding purpose. And I think a lot of people actually refer to finding happiness or pursuing happiness as a form of purpose. And I think where we go wrong when we think about the pursuit of happiness is that is what we perceive to create happiness. So what is happiness? What is contentment? What is purpose? I think we go wrong on that journey because we don't actually know what those words mean. And we don't really know what is going to create that for us. Like, for example, a lot of us think that, okay, I'm going to be happy when I have, let's say a 5-bedroom house or a mansion. I'm going to be happy when I can do X or when I can do Y or when I can fulfill my purpose in life. And I think that's why as a society, we tend to go wrong when we talk about happiness, because we don't actually know where we're focusing our energy. We don't know if we focus our energy correctly, we don't know where it's going to go. Is it going to be something that's going to be a source of happiness for me or not?
So true. But Nikki, why are we so focused on pursuing happiness?
I think we're focused on pursuing happiness because of the movies. Honestly, I think it's as simple as that. I think there is the sensationalist belief that, you know, you have to constantly be chasing something in order to be happy. And what is that something? We don't know, because they're always saying, well, you need to chase happiness. Okay, but what is happiness? Okay, it's happiness is having, let's say, for example, having all the latest gadgets in your house. It's having a big house. It's having a family. It's having children. It's having a partner. So people are always telling you what should make you happy or ought to make you happy. But sometimes you don't actually sit down and take stock of what actually does make me happy. What is happiness? What are the moments that I find joy in that actually make me feel content with the life that I have? Why this sort of thought process came to mind is because I was listening to a lot of conversations around happiness, and they were talking about how, you know, the modern world and the very westernized world focuses on happiness as being things. Whereas when you start to look at certain cultures that are a lot more minimized or they have very minimal existence, they don't focus on having careers and all these things. Their focus is on, okay, I'm going to grow my life, have a farm, eat and do my things, and I'm just content with the opportunity of spending time with my community. I'm just content with living the life that I have. And that is for them a form of happiness, because they're not stressed out by all of these other big things that we think we need to be stressed out about, and it's not creating happiness or joy for us. So I think that's why we're focused on it, is I think there's just a very twisted view of what happiness truly is. And I think it's sensationalized because of Western media and things like that.
Yeah, because that creates like a unrealistic expectation for all of us, you know, especially watching the rom-coms, you know, all the chick flicks, as they call it. A lot of people look for romance like that, you know, where somebody's singing to you on a rooftop or whatever. And sadly, then they realize it doesn't exist.
Exactly. That's exactly the challenge I think a lot of people are experiencing, is they don't actually know what those experiences ought to feel like. You know, if you think about love, what does love actually feel like? What does it mean to be in a relationship? And sometimes we use rom-coms as the reference point that it needs to be someone who's willing to cancel their entire life for you, who's going to run across the country to find you and,
yes,
you know, give it all up. Which, in fairness, it would be nice, but at the same time, is that real? I don't know. I'm not sure that that's real. But, and I think that's really the challenge. And also, like, people tell you what you're supposed to want. Like, I can say as a woman, a lot of people say that I'm going to find my happiness once I'm married and once I have children. And maybe for me in my journey, yes, me personally, I do find joy in having a family, having my husband, having my daughter. But that does not mean that that is going to be happiness for the next person. If you speak to another woman, there's nothing worse that they can think of than having a child or being tied down in a marriage. That might be the worst thing for them. Mm. So I think it's really just not letting everyone else dictate to you what your happiness ought to be.
Yeah, well, so true. And then also, of course, practicing gratitude. That's also very, very important. But
100%.
Nikki, now this is probably a difficult question, but it's our final question for today. How does one really find happiness?
I think a starting point to finding happiness is knowing when you are happy. And I know that sounds so obvious, and you're probably thinking, oh, you know, that's such a gimmicky answer. But the fact of the matter is that we tend to miss the moments when we're truly happy because we're so focused on when is my next fix of happiness? When am I going to experience the next one? And an example of that is taking time and being present in the moment and experiencing what you're experiencing in that moment and really taking stock of that feeling. Like, for example, something that I really like to do is when I'm with people, when I'm experiencing something and I start to feel like my body has a physical response to that makes me know I'm feeling happy. Sometimes I'll record it, but instead of me recording, I actually put the phone down and I actually just take a moment and I feel the emotion. I say, okay, how does this really feel? And by taking stock of that moment of happiness, that makes me feel even happier. And it makes me also then be grateful because, like you said, that moment of gratitude, it's like almost instantaneous that the thought comes to mind, I'm so grateful for this moment and I'm so happy that I've been led to this moment in time. You know, and I think just that moment of gratitude and that moment to experience everything makes you feel so good. But that means knowing your body, knowing how you respond when your body's happy. I think that's it. I think once you know you're happy, taking stock of that moment, showing gratitude from that moment, but also just focusing on creating happiness in little moments. Don't focus on these big grand gestures. You know, like you said, in the rom-coms, they have these grand gestures where the dude's going to go run on the roof, play music from, I don't know, I don't know if we've got speakers like
or
that
boom
anymore.
Boombox.
You know? Yeah. And that's a great grand gesture, but it's not the real world. And you got to look for the little moments that give you joy. And finding and actually really taking it in fully. And also just regularly practicing gratitude. Whenever you practice gratitude, you leave no room for anxiety because you can't practice gratitude and be anxious at the same time. You physically cannot do the two at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to then practice that gratitude and also just look at what does happiness mean to you? When are you most happy? Is it spending time with friends or family? Then if that is the case, then create more circumstances that allow you to spend time with family and friends. Does drawing or painting or doing a hobby make you happy? Then create time to do those particular things. So create pockets of time that are focused on things that make you happy and that brings you joy. If joy comes from achieving goals, then set goals for yourself. Set the goals that you want to achieve, achievable goals, obviously, not unrealistic ones, and aim for each of those and revel in the moment when you achieve the goals that you've been trying to achieve. Enjoy that moment. And also just practice mindfulness, meditation, and things like that. I think those are things that will bring happiness. It's just focusing on your perception of happiness and not other people's. Does that make sense?
It totally does. It totally does. And then what do you, just lastly, I want to throw this one into the pot. What do you say to people who tell you that money can't buy you happiness? Do you believe money can buy you happiness?
I think there's a yes and a no to it. I think it depends on what is your intention behind the money, because I think a lot of people say, I need them, you know, once I have the money, I'm going to have all the things that I want. But I think it's really thinking about, okay, but, you know, how far does that money help you? And I'll use an example. Money is really, if you're coming from an impoverished environment or where you have no money, that money will bring happiness 100%, because the money is going to help you get the life that you need to survive. Because when you're just surviving, you're not thriving. So yes, the money will bring joy, because now what's going to happen is you're going to use that money and you're going to support your family, which is going to make you feel better. You're going to not have these stresses of finances at the end of the month, which is fantastic. So it will bring it. But money only has a point. So once you start reaching a certain point, money doesn't matter any longer. And it doesn't actually bring the joy and the happiness and all those things. And that's why you see that people who are in more affluent spaces will tell you money doesn't bring happiness. It's because they've got everything they can gain from the money and they can consume from the money. But now they now need to realize that actually I myself need to develop as a person in order to find my joy and my happiness and the things that truly bring me happiness. So that's why I'm saying it's a yes and no. I think from someone who has no money, then yes, it will. For someone who has all the money in the world, no, it won't bring them happiness.
Listen, that was a brilliant answer. I couldn't do any better. Well done. That was fantastic. Yeah, I agree with you totally. And yes, I hope that our listeners will also find happiness. And Nikki, thank you so much again. That was very, very interesting. And we appreciate your help and advice.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and hope to speak to everyone again in the next coming months as well. And also just a reminder that there is a little bit of reality on as a podcast that they can listen to, and they can also find a little bit more about Reality Wellness on www.realitywellness.co.za.
Excellent. Nikki, until next time, thanks so much.